We are here with Rhea Curley. Rhea, welcome. It is always a pleasure to talk to you. I'm so glad we were able to connect this way.
Yes, me too. Me too. It's great to be here, Laura.
I'm so excited. Now, where am I actually talking to you from?
Oh, I am now down in Florida, in Stuart, Florida. It's a beautiful little town here on the East Coast, on the ocean side. And I'm actually tagging along with Chuck because he has some gigs with the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, his bandmates, and they've got a tour down here. So I decided to tag along. But yeah, we're in sunny Florida. It's really great after the winter that we've had. Boy, is it nice to have a little break. It really is. Yeah.
Let's talk Divine. I'm absolutely loving this song so much. Can you talk to me about the inspiration for that song? Where did Divine come from?
Well, probably first and foremost, it came from the divine, right? From that magical thing that where you are a creator and something comes to you, and you know, where there was nothing 5 minutes ago, now there's something. It's kind of magic to me, all of it. In particular, this song, I think just because we are in such challenging times with all of us personally, individually, and also community-wise, really looking around and seeing people question each other's worth, making choices about sides, and also just the challenges of life that we all go through, just normal ups and downs. I just felt like I needed to hear for myself and hopefully share with others a message and a reminder that we all have this commonality. We all share this humanity in common, and that we're really not that different when it comes down to it. We want many of the same things. We have many of the same hopes and fears and challenges and dreams. And there was just something about reminding myself and, you know, hopefully others who hear the song, that we do all share this humanity. And it's magic. It's really magical. You know, it can be for some, it can be a more religious song, and for others, not. Whatever it means to each person is really what it's meant for. But just that there's something greater than ourselves, and that through that greater force, whatever it is, we share something really, really magical and divine.
How do you feel this song compares to some of your previous works?
You know, I guess it's maybe going a little more, the last couple of songs, Help Is On The Way and this one, have gone a little more toward my rock side, you know, not hard rock or anything like that. I still love my beautiful harmonies and chords and all of that, but I think they're leaning a little more rock as opposed to some of my past songs, which have gone more toward R&B. But you know, they all share probably something, and also some of my songs in the past, like my first record that I did many years ago, my first album called Take Me, that was more about love and longing and relationships and falling in love and wanting love, you know, all those things. I was single at the time, so perhaps that was what was with me then, and kind of very sensual, romantic record. And I still love it. It really holds up well, I think, today. And in fact, I might even re-release it at some point. But these songs are a little more philosophical lately, I think, maybe because I've grown and just where I am in my life and where our world is in this life. You know, when Chuck and I got married, we had this wonderful speaker, preacher, whatever, minister. And she talked about how lucky we were, how blessed we were to find this love that we have. And but she said, it's not just about you. It's not just about you. Whatever, you know, blessings that you found in each other, it's your duty, province, to spread it around. Basically, try to share as much of it as you can with other people, with your community, with the world. And that really struck me as something important, that when we find ourselves being blessed in whatever way, to remember to try to spread it around a little bit. And so anyway, I think I'm in that place right now where I'm inspired to just share positive messages when I can, or more philosophical things when I can. That doesn't mean I won't go back to the love songs. I love those too. But that, I think, is where Divine is right now, and the more recent things I've been writing.
Well, we need it in our world today. Positivity. Yeah. We need it.
Right?
How much would you say of what you write is derived from personal experience? Because it sounds like a lot.
I would say probably all of it in one way or another. You know, even if it's not directly related to my own life, it's certainly related to someone that I met or something that I read or, seeing a piece of amazing art in a museum or being inspired by a story. You know, so I would say it's all personal in that way. And a lot of it is just personal to me as well. I would say most of it is. It might get changed a little bit here and there to fit the song or to be maybe a little more universal so that others can relate. But generally speaking, I find that when I write really from the heart and just from a place of truth and honesty, generally people relate to it because we're all human and we all share a lot of the same things. And there's nothing like having, you know, performing maybe a song in concert or something or a recording and having someone come up and say that really resonated with me or it changed my day or thank you for sharing that. I needed to cry or whatever it is. I think so. I feel like if I get, you know, get real with myself and just write what's genuine and honest coming out, then it will hopefully resonate with others as well. So I would say pretty much all of it's personal for me.
Yeah. I love that. And like that quote from You Got Mail, what's wrong with being personal anyway?
I love that.
You're traveling right now with Chuck. And so does the travel help or hinder your writing process?
I think it helps. I think it helps because, you know, when you travel, you're always exposed to new things one way or another, new influences, new scenery, new way of speaking, new people. You know, in our case, this week, we went to SeaWorld and also to the Kennedy Space Center. And here we are spending time with these sea creatures who live beneath, in this whole world beneath that we don't really access fully or know about. And then the next day, we're at the Kennedy Space Center and, you know, in the midst of this space exploration and whatever is above. And it was really powerful to me to be in that situation where I'm being influenced by these forces that are so much greater than I am, than we are. So that's just one example. But it's even just doing those two things this week, even though SeaWorld is somewhat touristy and entertainment, we were more focused on the animals themselves and just spending time with them and observing them. So, you know, that's just one example of here I am traveling in Florida and I'm so inspired by, again, the miracle of life on this planet that we live on. And then, you know, just on a more down-to-earth level, there is some downtime on the road, and we bring our keyboard everywhere we go. We've got this little keyboard that folds in half. It fits in our suitcase, and we take it everywhere so that we can practice on the road or write or whatever. And on a couple of occasions, we got requests from music supervisors who were doing films. We got a couple of requests for pieces of music that would go into a TV show or a film. And we were so grateful we had our keyboard with us and literally did the work in the hotel room, sent it in, and got the sync placed. So yeah. The road is fine for us. Absolutely.
And where the listening audience can find you?
In terms of getting in touch, I think the best way is probably just to go to my website, which is riacurleymusicandart.com. And it's got my digital artwork on there as well as my music. And it has also a link to sign up for our email list. And on our email, we share, you know, recordings and upcoming releases and concerts. We also so share some fun, silly behind the scenes stuff there. If anyone's game for something like that. I would just say sign up for our email on riacurleymusicandart.com. That's the best, I would say.
Fantastic. Ria, it is such a pleasure talking to you. Thank you for making time for me today.
Oh, you too, Laura. I'll see you soon.